Screen share. Here we go. Yomi's going to go much better live, but here we go. We're up to Siman Kuf. No, sorry. Tuf Resh Mem Hey. And we are up to Sif Gimel. Brias Olin Shelulav Kachi. The actual way that the lulav grows is as follows. In other words, the way the lulav goes ahead and forms with its leaves is as follows. Kishahem, keeping moving here on the screen. Kishahem gedalim, when they grow, gedalim shnayim shnayim, they grow in pairs, they develop in pairs, udvukin migaban, where they are stuck together at their backs. Vigav shall shnei olin, and the back of this pair of leaves that's holding these two leaves together as one, hu anikra tiyomos. So look at the pic here. If you look at the picture, one second. Lost the top of the picture here. Right here. You guys see where, you see? The back of the lulav. That's where, you guys ever slice a leaf of a lulav in half? So that back is called the tiomos. Right where this guy is holding it. So every leaf has a tiomos, which is the back of that double leaf. That's what every leaf of a lulav, in a normative lulav, is like. And that's why, right, when you ever make the ties for the lulav, you always slice it in half along the tiomos. So that's how you have the tie. But in your lulav, they have to be together with that tiyamos holding this double leaf, this pair of leaves, together as one. And that's what it's called. Why is that important? Because of the next halacha. Nechlaka tiyamos. Guys, stop me if you're losing, you don't see the screen, because I don't see you. When I'm on share screen, I don't see you. Just tell me if you're with me. Is everyone with me? You're with me? Yeah, you're with me. Okay.
Yes.
Good. All right. So it says, Nechlaka tiyaymes berov ha'alin psula. If the tiyaymes gets split in rov ha'alin, in a majority of the leaves, psula. So basically, the Shulchan Aruch's position is that the only time the lulav is going to be pasul if it gets sliced, if its tiyomos gets sliced and it slices the leaf in half, is if the majority of the leaves it happens to. Look at the Mishnah Brura now. Sif Katan Yud Aleph. That's where we're up to. Berov ha'olin. It needs to be split in the majority of the leaves of the lulav. And not only that, verov kol ala va'ala. And also, a majority of, in order for it to be pasul, it needs a majority of leaves, and each leaf, all right, you with me? Each leaf itself, a majority of each leaf has to be split. So that, let's say you have the majority of the leaves split, but out of those leaves, only some of them are split more than halfway down, that's not going to possible it. It needs a majority of split leaves in which those leaves are split more than halfway down, the majority. Okay? That is the position of the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to see momentarily Because you guys probably all know that there's another opinion here, that lav dafka, you need the majority, but if there's one leaf, namely the middle leaf, that's split, that could be problematic too. But that's not the Shulchan Aruch's position. That's going to be the Ramah. But we're still in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif katan yud beis, psula. So if the majority of the leaves, tiyomos, if it's split down the tiyomos, more than halfway, the majority of leaves is going to be psula. Davi ki'ilu, nitlu lagamre. Now he's saying something very important. It's as if the leaves are not there, period. And therefore, you don't have a lulav b'chlal. It's not like, you know, you're just missing something. You're all those leaves are gone. The majority of the leaves are gone. Vinei ledeya zu, harishona, this opinion, namely the opinion that we're seeing now in the Shulchan Aruch, ain shum nafkamina, there's no difference bein shar ha'alin, there's no difference between the middle leaf, le'allah ha'emtsayis, versus the middle leaf. It all depends on if the majority of the leaves are split. And that's why he's saying, even if the middle leaf, im nechlaka afilu kula, even if the middle leaf is totally split along its tiyomas, it's still going to be ksheira according to this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so we now know the Shulchan Aruch's position regarding nechlaka tiyomas. What about the following scenario? Hayu alav achas achas mitchilas briyaso. What happens if you have the leaves, achas achas, mitchilas briyaso? They're growing as a single leaf, not as a double leaf with a tiyamis. Somehow it's a freak of nature lulav that it's growing as a, with single leaves, not this pair of leaf scenario with the tiyomas. It's just grown where it's growing with a single leaf. The lo haya tiyomas, meaning there's no tiyomas, because the tiyomas serves the purpose of joining the pair of leaves into one. So that's one scenario. Oh, so let's say you have the leaves growing not with a tiyomas. Oh, shekol olav kfulim mitzido ha'echad. Or you have the following weird lulav, where all the leaves are kaful only where on one side. Bitzad hasheni aron below alin. And the other side doesn't have any leaves. Puzzle. That's this picture. See this picture? Yeah, you sometimes see this when you go pick a lulav. The left side here, there's no leaves. And you have on the right side a whole bunch of double leaves. So both the case where you have leaves on both sides, but the leaves are not double leaves. The leaves are single leaves without a tiyomis. Or you have good solid double leaves with a tiyomis, but only on one side of the spine. Both those types of lulav are possible. Let's see. Mishnah Brura Sifkatan Yud Gimel Mitzad Hasheni Arim Arom below Alin. One side of the spine of the lulav does not have any leaves. It's going to be puzzle. So Mishnah Brura comes and he says, Ayein b'chidushe haritva. The ritva comes and he says, the bezev vaday puzzle kol shiva yamim. This is for sure going to be puzzle all 7 days. Aval ba'achas achas mitchilas briyaso mistapek sham. So what is this issue? He says, we have two cases here. We have a case here where all the leaves are on one side. So he says, in that case, everyone holds, the Ritva wants to say, for sure, the lulav is going to be pasul all 7 days. But if you have a situation where you have leaves on both sides, but they just don't have a tiyamas, they're growing as one leaf, not as a leaf that could be split into two along its tiyamas, that it's a suffix whether it's only puzzle on the first day or on all 7 days. Now, as I said to you earlier in one of our introductions, is a fundamental chiluk between psulim. If something is fundamentally lacking, so that it's not even, doesn't even have a shame of lulav, then obviously it's pasul all 7 days. So that's, Ritva says, that's the story when you don't have any leaves on the left side or right side of the spine. If you don't have leaves on both sides, then it's not a lulav, period. And it's not going to be good, right? It's a type of psul that basically renders the lulav ice lulav. It's not a lulav at all. It's not a valid lulav at all. However, what he says is, when it comes to achas, achas, that might not be, meaning if it grows by itself, not as a leaf that can be split with a tiyomis. That might not be a fundamental psul. That might be what's called a psul of hadar. Now, when you're dealing with a psul of hadar, so I don't know, some of you guys might be learning Bikiyas, the third perek, so it sounds like from the Gemara there that hadar also applies all 7 days. But the truth is, it's a machlokes rishonim. Some say if the psul is based on beauty, if it's based on, right, hadar, beauty, it being beautiful, it being a nice, smooth lulav, hadar. So some Rishonim say that psul is only on one day, as opposed to the first day, Yom HaRishon, but not all 7 days. And that's why he says it's a suffix, because it's a shaila, the machlokes, whether or not hadar is psul all 7 days. So that's what this Mishnah Brura is referring to. Okay, we now move back into the Shulchan Aruch, or up to the Ramah. Now he goes back to Nechlaka HaTiyonis. And he says, V'yesh Mefarshim, there are those Mefarshim Loimar to say, the Nechlak Ha'ala Ha'elyon, that if the upper leaf, meaning the middle leaf, which goes to the top, Ha'emtsoi, right? Ha'ala Ha'elyon Ha'emtsoi, the middle leaf that comes right from the top of the, on top of the spine. If that middle leaf that goes all the way to the top, Sha'ala Shidra, that's on top of the spine, okay, Ara Shidra, down to the spine, if that's split, then Mikri Nechlaka HaTiyoma Ezupasol. So he says here that if you don't need a majority of leaves being Nechlaka HaTiyomis in order for it to be puzzle. Even if the middle leaf on top of the Shidra that goes all the way to the top, the highest leaf, if that's split, otherwise known as the middle leaf, then it's going to be puzzle regardless of all the other leaves. And that's why when we look to our lulavs, we always look at that top middle leaf, because if it's split, we're in big trouble. And therefore, it's going to be puzzle. V'hachi noagin. And that is how we are knowing. And then he says, miu l'chatchila mitzvah min amufchar. Right? Noagin lito lulav shelo nechla ka'ala elyon klal. So now he goes and he says, and not only that, what makes something nechlaka? So we said nechlaka means that the leaf totally split, right? The leaf totally split in the middle, all the way down past halfway. It has to be rove. So now he's saying lechatchila. Once again, we understand why we look this way. Lechatchila, you shouldn't even take a lulav that has any split in the tiyomis, even a little bit. So now you understand why people look at that middle leaf on top, even for the tiniest split, because that's the mitzvah min amuvchar. Okay? Ki yesh machmirin, he says, afilu benechla ksas. Because there are those that are machmir even for a little split in the tiyomis. Vimosa ha'ala eino kafel mitchilas briyaso. And now he says that if that middle leaf, according to this opinion, if that middle leaf is not kafel mitchilas briyaso, meaning it's not a leaf that grows as a double leaf with a tiyomos, it just grows by itself. If the middle leaf doesn't have a tiyomis, then it's also going to be pasul. Let's move to the Mishnah Brura now. Sif Katan Yud Dalin. Ha'ala Ha'elyon. So we're talking about the middle leaf coming up from the top of the spine. Shadarcha Lios Kaful. Kishar Alelulav, that middle leaf also, it's normative for it to be a double leaf with a tiyomis, okay, like all the other leaves. Tesvav, now what does he mean by haemtsai? Why doesn't he just say the what, the leaf that's coming up from the spine? Okay, so that's why he says, because it has to be the middle leaf coming out of the spine. Because you could have three leaves coming out of the spine. So it has to be that middle one out of the three that goes higher than the other two on the side, even though they both come out of the spine. So then he says, what happens in Kala Shidra Bishnei Alin? He says, what happens if coming out of the spine, there isn't one leaf, one double leaf, and there isn't three double leaves, but there's two double leaves. So then there's no middle leaf, because you have two leaves coming out of the spine. So which one is the upper leaf? So he says, Yesh al shneim shein tiyamis. He says, if you have a lulav where from the spine two double leaves grow up, so then you have a situation where you have a double, what we call tiyamis. We have a double middle leaf, and therefore, in that case, in nechlecha achas mayem puzzle, if one of them splits, they're going to be puzzle. So now you guys are getting a feel for what you have to look at in the lulav. You have to look in the lulav to see, do you only have one middle leaf? And if you have two middle leaves coming out, right, dafka, two coming out of the spine, so then you have no singular middle leaf, because if you had three, you could go with the middle one that goes to the top. But if you have two, then both of them have to be, okay, intact. And if one of them is split, it's going to be pasul, sifkat don yudzayin, upasul. Okay. Oh, sorry, skip. Tes Zayin. Ara Shidra. So, what makes it puzzle, it sounds like if it's split all the way down to the spine. Right? If that middle leaf is split all the way down to the spine. So he says, Ayem Beber Agra Shehiski Muladina Yesh La'achme Barubo. He says, no. Even if it's split the majority of the way down, that's considered like it's split all the way down to the spine. The b'chol psul rubo kekulo. Because in every psul, rov is like total. So therefore, it's not puzzle merely if it goes all the way down, split all the way down to the spine, that middle leaf. Even if the majority of that middle leaf is split, it's going to be puzzle. The al miksaso ein la'achmir. But if only, okay, a part of it, then you don't have to be, okay, machmir. Let's move weiter. Yud Zayin, that's according to this opinion. Yud Zayin, upasol hainu biyom harishon. It says it's going to be pasol on the first day. Aval bishar ayamin kasher. So now we're seeing that the halacha of nechlaka hatiyomis in the middle leaf, he's saying, and this is very important because what happens, a lot of times the middle leaf gets split after the first day. So on the first day, you can't use it because it will be a bracha levatala. But let's say you shook your lulav a little too much, then it's going to be split. But if it's on the second day, it's going to be kosher b'di'eved because it's only possible nechlaka tiyaymes ha'imtsoi, is the middle leaf being split, is only possible on the, it's only possible on the first day. Yud ches, b'lechatchila mitzvah min ha'mufchar, you should, mitzvah min ha'mufchar, not to have any split. Hainu, im yesh lo lulav acher. It means if you have another lulav. Aval ein sarach levarich al lulav shel chavero mishum zeh. So he says as follows. If you have another lulav, then you should use the other lulav. Or if you can buy a different lulav, buy a different lulav. But if let's say afterwards you find that your tiyomis is only split a little bit, yeah? So, and you don't have another lulav, so then you don't have to borrow a different lulav even on the first day because it's only a little bit split. Now, why are we machmir lechatchila? Ki yesh machmirin. Because there are those that are machmir. The taimam, what's their reason? Because they hold the al yidei hananunim ragilios kisofo saduk kulo. Okay? So what he's saying is as follows. What's the issue here? The issue is that based on the waving of the lulav, it's normal for it to end up completely what? Completely split. It's going to be saifai sadu kulo. And therefore, since it's common for ending up completely split based on the mitzvah of nanuim that's there, so therefore they hold that it's not going to be good even if it's a little split. Vayein betaz, l'daito, ein lahachmir b'zeh, rak im nechlak kashir tefach. However, the taz holds that it has to be split at least a tefach. If it's not a tefach, you don't have to worry. Right, the taz has been so far a big makel so far in lulav. Uva chayadam kasav, chayadam writes, no, the ledeyazu yesh lahachmir afilu b'mashu. Chayadam says, no, even a little bit is going to go ahead and demand that you should try to use lechatchila a different lulav. Vayein b'mashu kasavnu b'sif katan tazayin b'shem agra. Val Kane says, check out what we wrote there in Sifkat and Zayin Shemagra. Val Kane, im yesh lo lulav acher, he says, if you have another lulav, yoiser tov levarech alav, mishum miyos tov. In other words, even if there are opinions that say with a little split, you're okay. The bottom line is, it's an easy thing to do if you have another lulav, to take a different lulav and make the bracha on that. Aval midina ein lachosh lezeh klal, kol zman shelo nechlak rubo. He says, meikar adin, as long as rov of the tiyomos is not gone, I'm sorry, is not split, you are okay. So it comes out, lechatchila, if you have another lulav, or you could buy a lulav, that has no split, even a slightest, that's what you should do. And if you have another lulav you could use without any split at all, took on the first day, you should use that. But if you have no other lulav, you can make a bracha as long as it's not split the middle lulav past the middle, meaning past the middle of that leaf, the majority of that leaf. Vayein lekame b'siv zayin, and he says, check out siv zayin, dimnichraku shnei sedakav zeh mizeh ad shenireh kishnayim pasul. So he says here that we're going to see in siv zayin that if two segments of the, you know, of the lulav have grown apart, meaning two segments of the leaf have grown apart from each other to the point where it gives the impression of two leaves, then it's going to be invalid even if it's not rove. You see, we're not talking now about, you guys, you know, sometimes you see the leaves start the leaves splitting and it starts going out in both directions. If that happens, then even if it's not a majority, it's going to be puzzle. So don't get confused. When we're talking now about split, it means it still looks like it's together. It still looks like it's one. It just, you know that it's split. Once it starts veering off, see my fingers? Starts veering off to both sides. Starts veering off to both sides. Even if it's a little bit, we'll see how much a little bit is. It's going to be puzzle. Sif Dalid, with this we're gonna end. Sif Dalid, lo ayu olav zeh agav zeh kiderech kol alulavin ela zeh tachas zeh. Look at the picture, okay? Let's say your lulav is not, okay, zeh agav zeh, but rather what you have is, you don't have the picture here. Oh, you do, you have it right here. Look at the picture. Let's say you don't have, In your lulav, the leaves don't overlap one another as you have in all the lulavim. But rather, what do they do? Elazet tachazet. Rather, one is beneath the other. So he says, Imrosh zeh magia leikar shalamala mimenu ad shenimtza kol shidro shalulav mechusa ba'al in kasha. So he says, then it's going to depend. If the tip of one reaches the base of the one above it, so that the entire spine of the lulav is covered by leaves, it's valid. Meaning, look at this. The tip of one leaf here does not reach the base of the one above. So if it doesn't reach, you see, this is the leaf in front of it. The base does not reach that leaf that's inside of it, then it's going to be okay, puzzle. Okay, but if the tip of one leaf does reach the base of the one above it, even though they're not growing the normal way, like where it just goes down a little bit each leaf after each other, it's going to be kosher. So that's what he said. It's going to be kosher. However, im ein rosh shazeh magia letzadi karo shazeh. If, however, the tip, right, of one does not reach the base of the other, or, he says, oh, she'ein lo harbe alin ze al ze, ela mikol sad, yotze echad lemata samach li karo, ve'ola al rasho, pasul. Or, if the lulav does not have many leaves overlapping one another, but rather on each side of the lulav, a single leaf emerges low down near its base and rises up to the top of the lulav, that's also going to be puzzle. So here are the pictures. So what he's basically saying is, if you have, usually you have a leaf and then another leaf. If the leaf after the inner leaf does not reach that inner leaf, it's going to be puzzle. If it reaches it, then it's going to be kosher. Now, what's the case, this last case? This last case is if one leaf emerges from each side and rises all the way to the top, that's going to be also a puzzle. It's going to be considered warped. And that, with this will end, the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat and Chav Vim Ein Pasel. He says Atam Bechol Ze She'eino Hadar. He says the psul here is that it's Eino Hadar, and if it's Eino Hadar, that means that it's going to be a suffek, a shaila, whether or not it's pasul on the only the first day, or even on the all the other days as well. And that's it for today. I will send you out. I will send you out, hopefully, the Bechina, as well as the recording, as well as the pictures. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Safer.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good day.
Hang in there, boys.
Take care of.